the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
When she said, "I don't dance now, I make money moves," that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There's been a lot of action at Blenkow Resources lately. One analyst that's covering the story is Ewan Lowe. He's at Cavendish, and he's recently written an extensive research note on the company. One of the headlines of that research note was the aggressive price target that he puts on the company. 500% upside, more than 500% upside on the current share price. So we're here to talk to Ewan about that now. First of all, Ewan, very good to see you.
Likewise, thanks for having me on this Zoom call.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's been a while since we chatted, so it's good to catch up. Now, let's talk about Blenkow specifically. You've put a very strong and aggressive price target onto the company, so you obviously see a lot of potential there. Outline for us what the potential is. Why did you put such a big target on the company?
Well, I have been trying to understand what Blenkow think they can get from Western buyers of their proposed products. So what they say to me chimes with what I've heard from other companies as well, in that Western buyers are trying to secure supply of high quality ex-China flake graphite. And to do that, they are willing to pay significant premiums over the current Chinese benchmark prices. So prices in China are quite low right now. And if you were to use Chinese benchmark pricing, I don't think any graphite projects in the West would make it. So the important thing is, why do we believe that Western buyers really will pay these prices? And the reason why is because they are having severe difficulty, anecdotally, getting graphite supplies out of China. So in late 2023, China started to institute policies which made it difficult to get graphite out of China. Those policies actually moderated and morphed into what you could call an export licensing system. So what the Chinese basically do is they sit on graphite exporting license applications. And as a result, that's what's causing the difficulty for Chinese companies. It's not limited to graphite. Other critical minerals, famously rare earths, the US had to back down from their threats on tariffs because China basically threatened to, or actually did for a while, cut off supply of rare earths. So on that basis, I think it's quite reasonable to expect higher prices than the Chinese benchmarks. So that's a major contributory factor to our valuation. In fact, if you look at our sensitivity analysis, you'll see that graphite prices are the biggest sensitivity. The other thing that comes into the valuation is that, remember that Blenkow's strategy is to do as much downstream as they can preferably in country in Uganda, where they'll benefit from things like government support and excellent infrastructure. Importantly, 100% renewable hydropower at very competitive prices compared to most African countries. The importance of this is that they'll be relatively low cost. Another importance of this is that means fine flake concentrate, which is what is very low value and typically competes directly with Chinese synthetic, which is often sold at very low prices, even below cost. In fact, just to give you an example, Syrah Resources actually petitioned the US government to look into imposing anti-dumping tariffs on Chinese graphite. For a while, it looked as though the US was set to impose huge tariffs on Chinese graphite. But I think they realized that if they were to do that, because they have no alternative graphite sources, the Chinese would just stop supplying graphite to the US and they'd have another major problem similar to that which they had for rare earths. So they didn't go ahead and do that. But anyway, the point is that small flake is low value, and when you try to export it, the logistics cost just to port alone are typically almost as much as the price of the small flake. So what Blanco will do is they will beneficiate in country, and that raises the price from the low hundreds to potentially in the thousands, and suddenly logistics costs are not an issue anymore. So that is another key plank of how we get a high valuation for Blanco. So as it turns out, the concentrate operation at Aurum Cross makes up about 30% of our valuation. So our unrisked valuation for Aurum Cross is $238 million. Our unrisked valuation for the downstream facility at Gulu is $593 million. Now, to that, we have to apply a risking factor. And I say this because projects that aren't actually in construction usually do not attract the full NPV valuation. So, in our experience, a project scoping study might trade, say, at 10% of NPV. A project at PFS might be at 25%. Project at DFS would be about 50%. And, well, projects in construction, sorry, projects in production would actually be 100%. So Blanco have finished a DFS and in fact have updated their DFS. So if they achieve initial construction funding for phase one, then I expect that they should trade somewhere between 0.5 and 1 times or 50% and 100% of their actual value. So that would be, and so I arbitrarily take a 75% number and apply that to risk my valuation. So as a result, instead of being a total of 831 million unrisked, it becomes 623 million risk, which translates to about 44p. Because I've put financing into my model, I have to account for the dilution. So I add the cash that they raise for that. And that is what gives me my target price of 47.9p. Now, I just have to note that investors will obviously have their own preferences for things like discount rate, for things like the P over NPV ratio that's appropriate. So what my numbers are indicative of what I think it should be. And obviously everyone will have their own opinion as to what the project is worth.
Yeah, it's an amazing project though, in terms of how it's been able to grow itself, or how Blanco's been able to grow it. I mean, the expansion of the resource has been quite something to watch over the last year or two, and the way the company's moved Aurum Cross forward as well. But what's your assessment, Ewan, of the actual timing? Because obviously you've got the valuation here, but the other aspect is, when do you think the company's going to be raising money and moving towards production and going into production? Have you got a view on that?
Well, that's the difficulty because I'm not what's called inside. I don't
Mm.
have inside information as to exactly where things are. From my discussions with management, my feel is that there'll be any time between the next few weeks and the next few months. So what I've done is I have done what I believe is conservative, and I've modeled my fundraise for the autumn. It's slightly complicated because Blanco actually has a September year end. So in my numbers, it looks as though the funding occurs next year. I actually have it for the autumn of this year. And the funding I'm talking about is for phase one. So in the company's presentations, they talk about $45 million for the capex of that. I have modeled 55 million to be conservative because they will also need funding for corporate overheads and working capital. I expect that in the first instance they'll try to do something at asset level, if not maybe a topco, but with alternative financiers, probably things like debt, or if they can, offtake financing. But obviously, because I don't know what actually will happen, I have modeled conservatively because equity is usually the most expensive form of financing. I've modeled an equity raise of $55 million in the autumn, and priced at 8p. I don't. I'm not predicting that that's the actual price. The reason why I've used 8p is simply because that was the share price at the time that I went into press. So I think, well, I expect, based on Blanco's last announcement, that they should have some pieces of good news relating to offtake in the third calendar quarter of this year. So I expect the prices to be the share price to rise materially as a result. And I would expect also that that would serve as a good springboard on which to do an equity raise if they were to do it that way. And yes, then it should be at a materially higher price than my 8p, in which case my valuation is actually an undervaluation.
So tell us something about the numbers you expect from Blanco in the future then, in terms of your idea of what the revenues, EBITDA or profits, whichever numbers you think is going to be useful there.
Well, there are actually it's not that straightforward because they plan to do it in various phases. So if I were to give you phase one, which is actually more like a proof of concept, a very large scale proof of concept to help them get funding for phase two. So rather than give you those figures, I would highlight that the average EBITDA is probably going to be in the region of sorry, I'm just trying to remember the number now. Let me just have a quick look so I don't tell you the wrong thing. But yes, so I'm expecting a peak EBITDA of 258 million pounds in 2035. Okay. So I expect EBITDA to rise steadily from a very small number in the first year, to quite a substantial number in a few years. So the thing is that depends heavily on phasing, you see. Blanco have been conservative, I think, because what they've done is they want to build the project. Phase one is effectively, like I said, a proof of concept, a large scale proof of concept. Phase two is the first proper module of the concentrator. Phase three is the downstream component, the first part of the downstream component. Phase four and phase five are actually the same as phase two. So you could say they are building the concentrator in three parts. Now, if things go as hoped, then potentially they could actually be accelerating the expansion. The expansions could be larger. You mentioned the dramatic resource expansions this year. So the reserves are based on the two original deposits, being the Northern Syncline and the other one whose name is on the tip of my tongue right now.
Is it Beehive? Beehive, perhaps?
No. I'm talking about the original
Oh, the
deposits.
original. Right.
Beehive and Yian are
Right. Right.
not yet in the reserves. So,
Yeah.
you know, when those come in, you can expect that there's scope to expand production, lengthen mine life, or both. Right? So, the point is that my current EBITDA ramp up, if you want to put it that way, is based on them deferring 2 stages of concentrated expansion. I mean, rather than doing it in one big bang, they are doing it in 3 stages. So, you know, there is potential for EBITDA to be a lot higher than this, because the current concept is they want to do phases 4 and 5, so the second and third extensions of the concentrator, out of cash flow. But if someone were like the DFC were to offer them cheap debt, you know, you could see that being brought forward, and maybe phase 4 and 5 could be combined in, say, for example. The other thing to note is that on my current projections, the EBITDA margin will be quite attractive. So the average life of my EBITDA margin is 66% and up to 69% at steady state.
Yeah, very, very interesting and big numbers, really. They point towards a future for Blanco in which the company looks very different from how it looks now, really, in terms of its, on how it sits on the world stage of mining projects.
Well, you know, Blanco, I think, is very well positioned to benefit from what I believe to be a coming structural shift. Well, a structural shift in progress, really, in the graphite markets. So yes, I think this is great timing for them.
Yeah, it's a very interesting company to watch, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk us through your thoughts on it, Ewan. So, but for now, thanks very much, Ewan Lowe, Director of Research at Cavendish. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise, pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
When she said, "I don't dance now, I make money moves," that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle. The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist, 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.